This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a roundtable with the CEOs of leading US tech companies in New York this morning. The Prime Minister said the 21st century is technology driven and every sector is driven by technology. He emphasized that balance between technology and democracy is the need of the time. He added that the convergence of democratic values and technology is a guarantee to human welfare. The Prime Minister discussed initiatives to foster bilateral collaborations across various sectors. He said he feels good at the faith exhibited by the CEOs towards India and asked them to share their insights as it helps in forming new policies. Adobe Chairman and CEO Shantanu Narayan, Google CEO Sundar Pichai, IBM CEO Arvind Krishna, AMD Chair and CEO Lisa Su, and Moderna Chairman Norber Afian were among the prominent people who attended the roundtable. Earlier during his address to a large gathering of Indian diaspora in New York, Mr. Modi coined the term American Indian Spirit as the new global AI force. The campaigning for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will end this evening. 26 assembly constituencies spread over 5 districts of the Union Territory will go to polls in this phase on the 25th of this month. These districts are Riyasi, Rajouri and Poonch in Jammu region and Srinagar and Badgam in the Kashmir Valley. 11 assembly segments of Rajouri, Poonch and Riyasi districts of the Jammu division will go to polls on Wednesday. Jammu and Kashmir assembly elections are being conducted in 3 phases. The counting of votes will take place on 8th of October. Meanwhile, political parties have intensified the campaign for second and third phases. Polling for the third phase will be held on 1st of October. Leaders of various political parties are holding rallies and organizing interactions, roadshows, rallies to woo the voters. National People's Power leader Anuradha Kumaradesa Naike was sworn in as the 9th Executive President of Sri Lanka today. The swearing-in ceremony took place at the Presidential Secretariat this morning. 55-year-old Mr. Desanaike's victory comes after a closely contested election against opposition leader Sajith Premadasa. The election extended into an unprecedented second round of vote counting, unseating the incumbent President Ranil Wickremesinghe. The Supreme Court has held that watching pornography involving children in private is violation of the POCSO Act and asked all courts across the country to not use the term child pornography in any judicial order or judgment. The Apex Court gave these directions today while setting aside a decision of the Madras High Court, which had held that watching of adult videos involving children would not fall within the scope of the protection of children from sexual offences or POCSO Act. The judgment authored by Justice J.B. Pardiwala suggested that instead of child pornography, courts can endorse the term child sexual exploitative and abuse material or CSEAM. The court also said that the Parliament should seriously consider substituting the term, and in the meantime, the Union Government may bring an ordinance to amend the POCSO. Haifa Day was celebrated today in New Delhi to honour the martyrs of the Battle of Haifa. Speaking on the occasion, Ambassador of Israel to India, Reuven Azar, hailed the relationship between the two countries. He praised how both the countries have repealed sovereignty and established democracies. The Indian soldiers who were part of World War I in 1918 from the British Indian Army fought the Battle of Haifa. The battle was a decisive victory for the Indian soldiers who defeated the Ottoman Empire and their German allies. The IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra and Marathwada today. It said heavy rainfall very likely over south and north interior Karnataka, coastal Karnataka, Kerala, Mahi, Yenam, Rayalaseema and Telangana today. BCCI Men's Selection Committee has announced the Indian squad for the second test against Bangladesh. The selection committee has confirmed that the squad remains unchanged for the second test. The match will be held in Kanpur starting from the 27th of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.